Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
All right. Good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I am Coach Lalisa, and my co-host will be with us in a minute, but oh my goodness, what an amazing, exciting show we have for you today. We have with us, live in our virtual studio, the fabulous, the phenomenal, and I'm telling you, the totally incredible person that I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. But I'll start with letting you know, she not only is an actress, she is also a writer, get this, a director, and an executive producer. I'm telling you, this woman that I got an opportunity to chat with for just a brief moment is someone that you definitely want to tune in. So I'm going to give you a moment to go and tell someone to get on the show so that you can hear from my awesome guest. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a great show today. Young people, get on the line. Family members, go and tell your people, all right, she is a graduate of one of my favorite schools, Clark Atlanta University. I absolutely love that school. I never attended that school, but I wanted to attend that school, even though I wasn't able to go through the school. But just hold on 1 second, and I'm going to tell you, this woman, and I'm waiting for my co-host to get on too, because she is going to also be able to back up everything that I am saying about my special guest today, our special guest. Look at me, already trying to claim her all for myself. But this, I had a chance to chat with her in our studio, in our back room in the studio, some behind-the-scenes chat this morning with our guest. And I definitely can't wait to introduce her to you and tell you all about some of the awesome things that she has done and some fabulous things. You can go to her website, and I'm going to tell you about her website a little bit later, and I'm definitely going to tell you more about her on the show. But let me just go over some of the background. Like I said before, she is an actress, a director, a writer, an executive producer. And I tell you, if you look her up in the dictionary, no doubt you will find the words phenomenal woman. For over 15 years, And she, okay, let me make sure I get this right. She is a St. Louis native, and she's been making her mark for herself in the entertainment industry. Did you get that? The entertainment industry, as an actress, a writer, a producer, and a director. She also majored in fine arts at Clark Atlanta University, and she was able to get an early start in business by initially producing several touring stage plays and independent films. And I know that she also, some of the things that she did, she coordinated several major events. Now I want to read those events for you. She coordinated several major events. I have them written down on my little notes. Here they are. She coordinated the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival and the Directors Guild of America Awards Ceremony. So if you need, if you have an award ceremony or a major film festival, this is the woman you want to hear from. And I'll give you her website is deluxe-mag.com, because I know some of our callers, and thank you for tuning in each and every day, but some of you like to multitask and go online and look up what you can look up while you're listening to the show. Altogether, she has etched a permanent place in the entertainment scenes of Atlanta. She will eventually migrate to Los Angeles, is where she's at today. And she's up very, very early. We certainly appreciate it. And I could go on and read things that our guest has done. And Ms. Chris Yvette, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, is on the line with me right now. Her phone line is open. Good morning, Chris, and welcome.
Good morning, Coach Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Exciting, and we just want to give you a nice, warm welcome and round of applause. All right, we just want to give you an all about. Yeah, it took me a little minute to figure out how to do that, but we want to give you a real, stand-up sort of welcome right here. We wanted to pull out all the stops because this is my first online interview with a Hollywood director, a movie director, and so I first would like to ask you a question, and as we wait for others to come on the line and wait for Coach Cassandra to get on the line, I absolutely want to ask you, how did you know to go into being a film director, and what motivated you to become a film director?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say that everybody that inspired me was pretty much those pioneers, you know, like the Spike Lees, who were making these movies that totally related to my generation. And some of those people I actually ended up being taught by. There were actors in his movies, especially being in Atlanta, in the AU Center, which was the mecca at the time for people like Spike and others who just made it happen with little or nothing, or, you know, begged their rich friends like I do to this day, but just doing it by any means necessary. So those movies touched me and motivated me. So I wanted to be a person who did the same for those coming up behind me, or those who just had a desire, you know, to get in the business, but just didn't know exactly how or where they were going to start. So, and I also want to clarify on that website, Deluxe is the magazine in St. Louis that's owned by Keith Griffin that actually featured me on their website for my first play that I brought home in 2011. So So it's not my website. I was just featured on that. So thanks to them, it comes up every time my name is Googled or something. But my actual, you can find me easier at facebook.com/chris.yvette, and it leads you to all the other links I have on the Internet. But, yes, those are the people that motivated me to get in the business.
Okay, and thank you for clarifying that, because I have been telling people your website, but thank you so much for that. I understand when that happens sometimes, but you have participated in some of the biggest Hollywood events. How did you? What was it like to coordinate the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival and the Directors Guild of America award ceremony? And how did you come about doing that? And then I want you to tell me a little bit about, well, I'll get back to some other things you've done, but I want to talk about some of the great people that you've met, the Steven Spielbergs of the world and the other people that you've met. And I got a lot of questions. How long have you been in this industry, and what's the first, I mean, like, how old were you when you knew you wanted to be in movies and film directing and acting? How old were you when that started?
I was 14 okay. years old when I did my first production in high school. I actually went to math and science, which is no longer there. And that is really where I got bit by the acting bug. And then once I went to Clark Atlanta University, there was so much going on around me with the writing, the producing and directing, and people were hiring me as actresses or, you know, as a student to perform in their work. And I saw the behind the scenes of how it all goes down. And I was like, wow, they're doing it like this at school? I can do this, you know. So I started to write at a very early age, but it started out as poems, and it also started out as journal entries to God about the things that I was seeing in the world. And I always felt like I was ahead of my time in a sense, because nobody else could really relate at an early age to the things I was seeing, and the way that I was seeing, I should say, at my age. So I just started to quietly write to God instead of saying things all the time. And those eventually became some of the greatest storylines I've ever written, along with other experiences in my life. And on the this is for the students who are listening, the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival and the Directors Guild of America Awards is actually, I became a temp when I moved to Los Angeles through temp agency, and my whole goal was to work where the people were running what it is I wanted to know. That has always been my motivation, so I had to use my other typing and writing and assistant skills to get in the room and find out how in the world are they running this town, because I thought it was so much more than meets the eye, and it was true. So I was a temp there and got hired on and ended up, that was one of two of my assignments while working for both of those companies. And I learned and met some of the most influential people. I learned from them and met them while working those jobs, and took that and put it into Chris Yvette Productions and my other company, Serenity Arts and Entertainment. And that is, to this day, some of the principles I still use business-wise to run my company. So that's kind of how all of that happened.
Yeah, I like that you shared about you said you went out there and you were a temp. You got yourself behind the scenes and to see what it was working. You mean to tell me you didn't just get on a plane and go out there and get hired in a movie right away?
I did not. I'm telling you, when I first got to Hollywood, very young, and I was also married already, and I also had my only daughter that I have now. She's 16, so she wasn't even walking when I came. So I didn't have the leisure time that some have to just totally go straight into auditioning. I had to, you know, make some things happen at home a different way. So that's what I chose to do. I chose to work so that I would know what I'm doing when I went on these auditions, because it was very different from theater, which is my background in Atlanta, in St. Louis.
Hmm. Wow. Now, this movie that you have coming out, The Happy Hour, Chris Yvette's Happy Hour, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's your movie, and you're also starring in the movie.
Yes,
right?
Actually, Guy Tori stars in the movie. I own the lounge, Regis Lounge, in the movie, and
wow.
Dan and Green. There's some other comedian and actor friends of mine out of L.A. who came to help me make that happen in St. Louis last summer.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then there's a phenomenal group of local talent that really just blew up the set. And I cannot wait to set the date for that movie to be released. Everybody is wondering when and where. And I'm working it out so that I can come back home and have a premiere with it still. That's definitely on the table to happen. And I should be making that announcement real soon. I'm excited about that. But, yes, we all came together. That was my first feature film. So it's actually really close to my heart how that all came about. And I'm sure that's another story that will come out later.
Oh, so you're actually the female Tyler Perry. You wrote the movie, you act in the movie, you are in the movie, you write plays, you motivate, you quit.
Now, Tyler Perry, that's a stretch. I mean, I am so, like, I follow him. I met him, like, right when those plays he did took off in Atlanta. And I could not believe watching The Rise. And he was a great person then, and I still see to this day that his heart is so big to help people and cast people that you wouldn't normally see in Hollywood alongside other veterans, and that's something that I admire him. He's a phenomenal producer. I am praying to get to that level, especially with all the money he's making. That's changing lives, but I am, honored to even be mentioned in the same sentence with someone who's done so much, and I've actually grown up watching. So that's
awesome. There you have it. See, you grew up watching this person. He's got to pass the torch to somebody, and, you know, they say success leaves clues, and so you've been watching. Success leaves clues, and you've been watching him. You just said it, so obviously you've been catching the clues. So why not? I mean, you're starring in it. You're producing it, directing it. You have your own film company already. You already have movies and plays. I mean, the only thing probably you didn't sleep in a car. Maybe.
No, my parents didn't allow that. I think I illegally had my car on campus in freshman year. I could say it. I mean, I guess you're right, and I am definitely not going to quit. There's a vision that I have, and I mean, that's just me. I'm a visionary in that sense. It's whatever God shows me. That's the picture I go for. And until I see that happen, I don't stop.
And you know what? And so I tell you, I'm surprised I didn't see you in one of his movies, like his recent, like a soap opera type, The Haves and the Have-Nots. I was watching that.
I have a friend in that.
Which one?
I am not. Patrick Fawcett, I don't know. We performed together in L.A. on stage in plays, and I got a link from him, and he was like, check this out. And he was starring in Have and Have Not. He's the father, or I know Crystal from In the Heat of the Night is his woman on the show or ex-woman. Or I'm not a follower of the show. I'm sorry. But I do know he plays opposite her.
Right.
And he's doing very well with it. And my daughter's father.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say my daughter's father actually started out in I Can Do Bad All By Myself, Tyler's Play in Atlanta. So I've actually been around and watching for a long, long, long time.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. That is so cool. I'm going to look up and see which one is Patrick. He's either got to be the judge or not the judge. He's a judge. Is he African-American?
He is, and he's oh, God,
only
he's terrible head, I know.
No.
He's a very handsome man. I know that. And he's probably a villain,
just
I think.
So you know.
Seems like I'm getting that.
Just so you know, there's three, all the men in there are handsome, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, well then, oh, my God, I did not help you.
That's all right. I'll go figure it out because there's only three main African-American men in there, so three main characters. And it won't be hard to find. It won't be hard to figure it out. But, wow, so, yes, you are doing some phenomenal things. So you're an actor, director, playwright, produce films. You produce events. You coordinate and produce events. You are in Hollywood every single day. You're working on, what are you working on currently?
I have a, now normally I'm doing comedy, especially it's been my therapy for some years now. I just recently pulled out the vault one of my old concepts, new script I'm about to do. It's a suspense, and that's going to be my second feature film, and that's in development right now, and I'm so excited because this, you know, going along the sci-fi route, which is a first for me. And it's the most I can say right now is that it is centered around the secret rise of four mega church pastors. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Watch out. Watch out. OMG, well, that, you said enough right there. Okay. So. Oh, wow. And so you have your daughter. How is your daughter, how is she enjoying this ride of watching her mother go from, you know, wherever you were when you had her to this, you know, super director, star actor and actress behind the scenes and what have you person?
Wow. You know, my daughter, she has been with me on every set. That's probably why I'm a producer to this day, because when she was born, my family, they begged me to let her, you know, stay there. I went to visit, but I had her with me. She's been hanging on me since she was born on the set and everything that I've ever done. She's always just been right there. I call her the wind beneath my wings and kiss her cheek and hug her all the time. I think my daughter is proud of me, but I think most of all she is happy that I didn't sacrifice her to do this so she can enjoy it. And she's like 20,000 times more talented than me and her father. So she's learning to be a business owner of herself. You know, I always wanted her to know that, you know, you have to kind of remain in control of you, who you are as the product, because you're God's product. That's what I teach her. And the way you do that is become a business. So I've trained her, you know, with my company. She's on the set. She's been on the set since she could see. So she knows what's going on. And I had her this last time to interview some actors, go around and ask them, you know, about their experience with working with me and how they got their role and everything. And she did a great job. I was looking at the footage. So I think that she's proud, and I think that she really believes in me, which I didn't know, because you can never tell with teenagers. It seems like their phone is way more important than you. But someone will ask her that question, and she'll always say something so deep and profound, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know she thought that, you know, but I'm just grateful that she's been able to be with me through it all.
Wow, that's awesome. And so what is some of the hardest, or what was one of your biggest challenges to date? Because I know for people like me, looking on from the outside, looking in, it just seems like such an incredibly difficult thing to do, to get into business and then to stay in the business and then to be successful in this business. And, of course, we hear and see all the tabloid stuff. So can you share the biggest challenges in this industry?
Well, to be honest, my biggest challenge has always been having more than enough money, because I am not I'm not going to, you know, do anything that jeopardizes my dignity, my integrity. So I have taken the long, hard, less traveled route of doing everything from scratch, which is, you know, writing the script, raising the money, making it, the whole project come to life. And, you know, people will pretend and act like, you know, they didn't have these issues. And we, especially since Facebook wasn't around when some have gotten started in the business, so we kind of get to start at the timeline of success. Well, mine is right out in the open. You can clearly see when I'm having trouble. You can clearly see when I'm moving forward. And that's been a challenge, but it's been something that I hope others are inspired by and learning from and not running from. Because I face, you know, my problems head on, especially being a female producer. Because one of the challenges is that I am a female, and I look around and I see that there's a lot of females in the business that came before me and will do major things in this business. And then I wonder, well, what happened? I love that movie. Where did they go? I can never keep up with them. But the men seem to just continually come back to back to back. So I'm still checking on that. I don't really know what that is, but I'm checking on it. But if it has anything to do with what I'm going through, which is usually me, you know, raising enough money to do something phenomenal, because I'm not going to keep projects and, you know, doing something. I put a lot of time into making sure that the work is appreciated once it makes it to the audience.
Oh, wow. That is, yeah. I was just kind of wondering about that, and I'm not sure if some of our listeners are also wondering. I'm going to open up some phone lines and let people ask you some questions that may be burning in their hearts and minds. So people, don't go away. We're going to take a commercial break. This is Coach LaLisa. You are listening to our awesome guest this morning, Krish Yvette. She's a movie producer, a director, and she is directing a new movie that's coming out, and she'll be sharing more about that and some of her other things. But right now, we have a commercial. We're going to just take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's time to bring your vision to life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Okay, well, thank you for standing by. We're back live on All About Entrepreneurs. We've been talking with our awesome guest this morning, Ms. Krish Yvette. She's an actor, producer, director, producer. And I wanted to ask a question. The phone lines are open and we're ready to take your comments and questions. Those of you in the audience, just hit your number one key and we'll take your questions and comments to the producer and director, actress. I would like to know, what's the difference between an executive producer and a producer?
Oh, the executive producer is someone who has invested money, and they've also, pretty much helped make it come to reality. And the producer is actually the one on the set making sure the whole project, you know, runs from beginning to end, and kind of a hands-on type. A lot of times, they're short for EP. They're money people, and producers are people who are making it happen and bringing it, you know, to life on live on set and to the world, and you know, pretty much the people you see getting all the credit. You know, but you kind of have to be a producer to make sure that the business is set up a little different. Things have changed, but before you could write your script and opt it out, sell it, and someone would green light it, and then you could never see any kind of credit, or it may become something totally different. Once another director gets on it, then, you know, the producer's calling the shot. So it's different. So I just, to make sure the vision stays the same, I kind of had to figure that part out. You better go ahead and produce too and write and direct. It wasn't like an egotistical thing. It was just, I saw some writer friends, you know, sell scripts, and when they didn't have all of those titles, it kind of became something totally opposite of what they envisioned.
Okay, awesome. Yes, okay, so, wow. And what is one of the things that, when a person is thinking about getting into the movie, acting, playwright, directing business, because people do think about doing that, what is the one thing you would warn them or you would advise them or caution them with?
Well, I would advise them to not make a move without an accessory team in place. Like I was just naming all of those other lists, the producing, writing, and directing. Well, my company was founded a little differently. I have an actual an accessory prayer team, and that consists of my mother and some other older, wise church ladies who just know how to get to God before I get started on my behalf, because I am radical and out there, and he seems to listen to them, and they cover me, and that
just in case he can't hear you, you want him to hear them, right?
Yes.
I know,
yes,
that's right.
You cannot do this without God. I mean, there are some, I'm sure, very successful. I don't know, but I want to be happy. And I don't want to, you know, look 30 years older than I am trying to make it happen. So I kind of just say, Lord, well, you know, give me a structure that works specifically for me. And that has. I wouldn't do a project without putting it before my intercessory team. And God seems to do, you know, miracles with every project. There's been a miracle. That's been since I was 19. I started my company at 19, so...
Mm.
And wow. My daughter is 16, and I didn't have her as a teen mom, so you can do the math.
Oh, listen, we ain't going to dare ask you how old you are. Listen, I'm trying to keep you as a friend. I'm trying to hopefully I can get a spot in one of them upcoming movies you got going, girl. You write a movie and you need a preacher or something. I'm like, call me
okay.
up.
I'll hey, you, this I'll is how your, it happens.
Listen, I'll play your preaching role, or if you need a college professor, you need a radio
mm-hmm.
show host, I'm sending you my little portfolio. But what should we do? What if we did want to audition for one of your upcoming movies? What should, how should we go about that?
Well, you,
if you
know,
can share.
I'm very accessible on Facebook. I haven't gotten Twitter down or what's the other one, Instagram or whatever my daughter tells me I need to do. She's way more popular than me on those. But on Facebook, I usually will put out a exclusive post for one of my projects that's up and coming, and I do it really, really early in, you know, the stages for those people. And then there's always an email, which is cycastingcalls@ymail.com, where I have people send directly to my company, and I actually see those before we go through the normal casting director process where they screen everybody for me to see. So I've done that for years now because there's so many people with talent who've worked with me, and I didn't want to lose direct contact, so I created an avenue. So that's what I tell people all the time, send it, you know, because I cast those that most probably would look over. I like to put newcomers with veterans. So, you know, it's just always an opportunity there. But it's exclusive and it's not always able to be searched on, you know, the Internet or anything. But I prefer that way so that I can make sure I see it first. Yes.
And tell us again, what is the name of the very first movie that you actually – you know, started, produced it, directed, and you actually saw it up on a big screen, regardless of whether it was green-lighted or not. But what's your first movie?
Oh, that would have been my short film. It was called Before Now. I actually did that short out here in Los Angeles back in, it feels like 2000. It's been a long time. And we actually got to screen that. A good friend of mine who has passed away had a film festival called Doughboys Dozens, and he taught me a lot about that. But at that time, it was a great opportunity if you had a short for screening. So that accomplishment led to that particular short being turned into my first touring stage play called A Woman's Work, which is the play that I actually launched my real stage production career from out here in Los Angeles. That was back in 2003, I think.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have is there another play that you're working on, or what are your goals for more plays?
Yes, I have a play that I will be producing this year. And more than likely we're going to go on maybe a 12-city tour. I'm working that one now to see
Beautiful.
Where we're going to go. Mm-hmm. Yes, I always
hope.
Do plays. That's just my heart.
Well, I hope New Jersey, New York is on your schedule to come. But what are some of the plays you've done?
Okay, my first play, A Woman's Worth, and after that, The Dating Game, which was the debut show that I did in St. Louis in 2011. I did it here in L.A. as well. And I've written about six, I think. This new one will be the seventh. But released to the public and toured, it was A Woman's Worth and The Dating Game.
Wow. That sounds phenomenal. And I tell you, this has been so incredible. So you're in L.A., you get up, you go and do what producers do, which I have no clue of what producers, executive producers and directors, but can you kind of walk us through a quick day, what your day is like? Is it on the set? Is it getting your hair and makeup done? Is it meeting with clients or produce or other producers? What do directors do on a daily basis?
I would say if you look at my life, they don't do anything that they can remember. But I would say once we have a actual, green light on a script to go and we're in production mode, we do everything. For I have a team of people that are all over the country because I'm real into the virtual thing, so not everybody is here. I still have my family staff in St. Louis, casting director in New York, but everybody's everywhere. Other producers in Atlanta. So
wow,
we collaborate.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I know, but you sound like you're such a nice person, but you have to be a little tough to make it in that business. And so, I would love for you to just kind of talk about what is some of the tough things that people have to do so that they can sustain in this business if they really want to be successful. And then I know callers are lining up. Just hold your hands up, write your question down. I just want Chris Yvette, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're on the air live with Chris Yvette. She is an actress, movie director, executive producer. Now that I know the difference, I will be more appropriate in saying that. She is also a fine arts graduate from Clark Atlanta University. She now lives in Los Angeles, California. She has one daughter who is, and she's also doing great things. We'll hear about some other things that she's doing in the community. I want to know about some of the community work that you're doing and some of the other things that you're doing outside of being an actress. So as the phone lines light up, but back to the tough question, the one question about what's the toughness that a person needs? I know I ran for office, public office, and I can talk about some toughness that's needed if you're going to run for a political office. So in your industry, what's something that a person absolutely has to have?
You know what? You have to have a backbone. I'm glad that you say I'm nice. That is beautiful. Because sometimes my family and, they don't say that. I've actually been called a tyrant once when I'm directing a scene. So I am happy to hear that. That's what you're getting. But
yes.
I would say you have to, if you have a vision, and this is my firm belief on that, when God gives you a vision and you actually profess out of your mouth that he gave you this vision, you have to stand your ground. Otherwise, you're cursing the blessing. That's how I see it. You have to protect it and see it through to the end by any means necessary. And for me, that's probably outside of, someone messing with my family or something. That's the only time you'll see me raise up and become like a, lioness. Or, it's like, no, I'm protecting something. It's very valuable to me. And I can flip the script in a heartbeat. And it has been known to happen. But I try not to have to go that route. And I would say it's preparation, a backbone, but standing your ground, when you have to be sure to protect your vision. And everybody won't see who you are or respect it. But you can make them, in that moment that they're under your tutelage, you can make them respect you. And I find myself having to do that a lot. I get challenged as a woman especially a lot. But it soon realized that that means nothing. We're still going to get it done.
Wow, you said that means nothing. So we have a caller. We're going to open up the caller's line, take her question. Caller 216, you're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, and go ahead with your comment or question. Oh, yes. I guess I got to open her phone line first, right? There you go. Your phone line is open.
Hi. Good morning, women of God. It is Bernita Ewing calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Coach Lalisa. Hey, Michelle. How are you? Chris, I'm sorry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I remember we had this yesterday on the conference call. You had some great news about the TV show. Congratulations.
Oh, no, thank you so much. I think I must have been up all night. That's why I'm just getting up, trying to recover from all the excitement. I am telling you, I am so excited. I did share with the woman of God yesterday that I got a call from the reality show, and I had to do some like about four commercials, footage for the reality show, and they said that my stuff is definitely going to television. I am definitely a top contender in the reality show. They've actually been picked up by a major network. You know, the director, he was so kind yesterday. He didn't share that information though, but he also told me that they're going to be sponsored by Sony, and I'm so excited about it. And the show is called Dreammaker. And I am up to be a musical supervisor for the movie, which means I will be picking movie for a major motion picture. So I am so excited. Very different. I'm a singer, actress, and all that good stuff. So it's very different, but I'm excited about the challenge that, you know, that God has put before me. So I'm excited. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go to my Facebook page and vote. That's what the early stages are for the reality shows, that you have to vote. You watch my videos and then you vote. You like them. And just keep the votes coming, you know, family.
Will do. That's awesome.
Yes.
I am so happy
you.
I was a part of that moment. That was phenomenal.
Well, that's so, I was screaming. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so happy. But yes,
all you
thank
were
you.
Missing
I just
was praise music.
Oh, I know. But I just want to say to you that, you know, thank you so much for your wonderful input. You know, you got it going on, girl. I just, when you said that there's a project that you put it before your intercessory team, I'm like, you better go ahead. I am so glad that you would, you know, put that, you know, I mean, that's what God does for us. We place it before the people of God. You know, we make a decision on what God tells us. But just that you do that, that is just so wonderful for the people that are trying to get into this industry, that are trying to, to move forward in this industry. It's a God thing. You gotta approach the Lord about it, because He knows the intricate details of our lives. And more than likely, if we are walking in God, He gives us the desire. He just wants us to know, you know what, come before me about it, and I'm going to make it all right. And I'm so excited to hear you say that. So I wish you the best. You know, I will be praying for you, you know, in your continued success. And, girl, call me if you need anything, because I will be there.
Thank you
yes,
so much
indeed.
For that. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Just such a blessing to the body of Christ. And it was so wonderful talking to you. And I hope this friendship will continue, because I will be calling you up.
Oh, yes. Call. I answer.
Yes, indeed.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you.
Bless you.
Hey, Chris. Hi, it's Cassandra.
Hi.
Just getting back in from another appointment. But listen, I watched some of that video footage that you had of the appointment that you were the interview you did with Cassandra at SCL TV with LJ Steves. That was so exciting, my goodness.
Oh, thank you. Oh, goodness, my other Cassandra, yes.
Yes,
Cassandra.
She also does a talk show, STL TV, in St. Louis, Missouri. And that was so exciting, where you were talking about how, about both of your movies, Happy Hour, how that was a spinoff from something else, The Dating Game, I believe, was. Yeah, so that was really exciting. You played a character called Rita, who has a lot of sass, spice.
Yes.
My goodness. Can you tell us a little bit more about Rita? She has some mental illness issues, right?
Yes, and you know what's funny? You two are both life coaches, so it would have been great to get your take on that play live. Rita was, she took over the office and was counseling patients, but it wasn't her office. She escaped from an insane asylum. So that the whole play was centered around her helping these people, but she was the crazy one. So I have been getting calls since back when we did that show to bring that play back or at least put it out on DVD or something. So I'm working on that.
Oh, my gosh. It is awesome. It's awesome. So you're originally from St. Louis. You're right now in L.A. Gosh, wow. I think that's a big transition, huh?
Yes. It's kind of, you know, L.A. is really like second home. My heart is always in the Lou, and that's why I have a special phone for St. Louis. But, you know, I just am a beach and palm tree kind of person. It seems like I write better next to the water, so I'm happy to be here.
I'm sure you are. That area is so beautiful. My goodness. Yeah, I used to live in Orlando, Florida, and the beach was so close. So I absolutely get that. It's so beautiful when you have the opportunity to live in that kind of an area. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, tell me this. What do you enjoy best, writing or being an actress, producing, or a little bit of all of them? How does that work for you that you wear so many hats?
Oh, my goodness. The acting has always been my passion. That's always been where I'm having fun, and I feel like I'm really being entertaining. Like writing is always questionable until an audience sees it. Producing, I hate because I have to do so much, but I have to do it. It's my calling, and I want to keep creating opportunities for other people, you know, to come through. And directing is another that I love. That's my passion because the actors and, you know, all of that coming together. But if you ask me what I would like to wake up and do every day, it would be the acting.
Wow, that's awesome how you are just going in and creating your own opportunities. My gosh, that's absolutely wonderful that you have the courage to do it.
Wow.
That you know, whatever fears you have, you've overcome them. So can you tell our listening audience, for those that have a gift, have a dream, and they're sitting on it, what kind of encouragement would you give them to go to the next level if they haven't done it? Is it really as scary as some people think it is to pick up the phone and call someone or to meet new people? How does that work for you?
You know, I feel like this. Fear is something that really is just between ourselves. It's not really real. So whatever that thing is that you want to do, it's a gift. That the desires of our heart come from God. So that means he's going to provide a way for you to do it, but there is a step. You have to step out on faith. You have to do things that you can't see the outcome, but you trust the creator, you know, of that desire to make it happen. I'm on that right now, actually. And everything that you probably have researched or seen that I've done, it was like that. It was a drop in my spirit, a desire. I had that moment of fear, and then I said to God, you know, I believe that it's a gift from you, so your gift, you can't outbless God, so I know you're going to make it happen. Then I put, you know, it all back on him.
Oh,
and
my
he seems to deliver.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness, it is absolutely, you know, wonderful what you're sharing with us. And as you know, Coach Lalisa is the power coach, and I am the possibility coach. Yes, that's what we are, the dynamic duo.
I love it.
We do a teleshow called Power of Your Possibilities, and we just did it 2 days ago, and we talk about owning your own power. We talk about the possibilities. So what would you feel, what would your take be on that, the importance of owning your own power, the importance of exploring or uncovering the possibilities? What would you say your take on that would be?
You know, first of all, I love that dynamic duo. That is awesome. I would love to see that. But my take on it is I think that the days are gone where someone will discover you, so to speak. So if you don't really take control of your own, you know, I call it my destiny blueprint, and I share that with other people. You know, it's kind of like once you know what you were put on this earth to do, what your purpose is. I mean, we have so many preachers and power coaches like you two and motivational speakers and messages that pop up on your Facebook timeline. It's like, my God, how can you miss it? So it's like get out and do it yourself. You know, it's a do-it-yourself type of world, and whatever it takes for you to bring your vision to life, get out and do it yourself. Don't be so quick to judge or fear people who don't mind begging. I tell people flat out, listen, my job is to beg somebody with money, and this is the down in the dirt gritty part of it. Because when God gives you the vision, he doesn't necessarily just lay it all out. There's a trial, there's tribulations, and you have to go through that. That's the fire, you know. And a part of that is the grind. You have to put yourself in uncomfortable places and do things you wouldn't normally do. So you have to get out of your box. And I would say if you're really into your vision, you should make that sacrifice. That's the only sacrifice I'll make. I will get out of the box and, you know, ask people I wouldn't normally ask the things or, you know, go places I wouldn't normally go. And I just put the fear behind me, you know, and put the battle in God's hands. But I do the work. It's a lot of work, and I do it head on.
Continue to raise your hand if you have a comment or a question, and we'll open up your phone lines as you raise your hand and get in line. We'll definitely do that. But I'll turn it back over to Coach Cassandra. Awesome, awesome. And just and to you, Ms. Chivette, phenomenal work that you're doing. And absolutely, we'll be glad to fly out to California and let you do a film about some coaches. But quick question. How long does it take? I know, right? Pretty funny. How long does it take to do a movie or a film?
Well, let's see. My scripts, some of them I wrote like 10 years ago. So, you know, times have changed. You have to update things. And, you know, once you get past the development stage, it could be depending on how long. You know, some shorts are done in 2 days, if not 1 day. And features can be, you know, 30 days, a week, months, you know, it just depends on the production budget. But as far as the script is concerned for me, it could be, that script could be 10 years old. And then there's some that I write in a matter of days if I have to. I'm on a crunch, which I just recently had to do. So it was a concept, but the script had to be done by a certain time. And, you know, so it just depends on the project, you know.
Wow, that sounds so awesome. It really does. Is the caller ready for us yet? If not, I'm going to continue talking.
Just continue. I will, yes, right ahead.
Yeah. So, of course, you all know, if you've just tuned in, we have Chris Yvette on the line from Los Angeles, and she is a director, a writer, actress, producer. We also have Bernita Ewing on the line, and she is also a singer, an actress. She does a character called Sister Chitlin. And I've been waiting for her to let Sister Chitlin loose. So I want to ask you both, since you both love acting, what path would you suggest someone take if they were interested in acting? And we'll start with Chris, and then we'll go on to Bernita.
Oh, I am a big fan of theater. I think that, you know, theater trains you for something, you know, that you just can't even imagine until you're before that live audience. So that would be my take on it. Do theater. Do lots and lots and lots of theater. I love theater, and I love the training ground that it creates for you.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
Well, we're going to take you. Awesome. Let's take this call, and Chris, of course, you stand by, and Bernita, you can come in right after. Caller 216-339, you're on the air live with a Hollywood movie director, actress, executive producer, Chris Yvette. What's your comment or question?
Hi, this is Deirdre, caller from Cleveland. I just want to say, Ms. Chris Yvette, when I say you just broke a major chain off of me concerning fear, because I've always heard that fear was false evidence appearing real. But again, once again, for everybody that know me, because of what I've been taught about fear, when I began to meditate on what you just said, and the Holy Spirit just brought that thing, that clarity to me about what fear really is, that is between you and it, that it is not a reality. It is, and then the Holy Spirit said, it is not, fear is not even universal. How is it that one person can be scared of one thing and you may not be scared of it? So that right there lets you know that fear is not real. It's not a reality. It's a lie. And so I just praise God, and I thank God. Now I'm ready to go kill the ground. I'm ready to just step up there and fly off the top of a building or something. I'm just saying that right there just set me free. You do not understand. I'm so serious.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that.
Yes,
that's true to my heart. That's how I feel, and that's what I do it for. To make sure people understand that, you know, you have to believe. You have to believe and you have to trust and get those negative thoughts out of your mind.
Yes.
And just make sure you got your wings on if you're flying off the building.
Oh. Oh, look, I got quadruple wings. I got the wings of the angels, the wings of God, the wings he gave me. I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to soar. I'm serious. That really pushed me into my destiny. So if you can... You know, whenever you share anything, please make sure. And I'm just telling you, just you really don't understand. That has pushed me over into my destiny because fear has been my number one enemy of why I have not. I have too many gifts and talents of why I have not done what I've been called to do. I have let so many opportunities pass me by, yet God has equipped me. But because fear was ingrained in me as a child. Fear, what I learned, is something that's taught. But the way you put it about it's between you and it, and it's really not a reality. Now, yes, we have a natural fear that warns us. But I'm talking about the fear that the church teaches you, that fear of, you know what I'm saying, that spirit of fear. The devil is a liar. I'm not listening. I'm not going there. I'm ready to do. Well, I'm stepping out. As a matter of fact, I'm making appointments and opportunities today. So please make sure you just share that with whomever. Let somebody else know and break that chain off of them as well. That's a chain breaker right there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I mean, that's all glory to God. Because I only say, you know, what he gives me and what has really actually taken place. So thank you. And I will remember. I'm making note now to be sure.
Wow.
thank you, though, and bless you. I look forward to seeing whatever it is you're about to do, because it sounds like you're about to do something powerful.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So do y'all hear? I'm... Come on, Ms. Cassandra. I mean, Coach Cassandra. Come on, Bernita. Can y'all hear?
All right.
Yes. Can you hear it?
Yes. Thank you, God.
You know, we support you. We support you. We love you. And
yes.
I have to tell you, last night I read from a man of God, Apostle Brian Keith Williams. I was up reading, and he wrote last night that he said, do you know that if you tell the truth, you will be rich, you'll have plenty? He said, fear is the only thing standing between us and our millions. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've never heard that said like that. And I even responded. I'm sure he probably responded by now. But he said, yes, that fear was standing between us and the wealth that God has for us. I said, wow, fear. You know, I mean, and I haven't heard it quite put like that before. And he said, if you will only tell the truth, be true to who you are. To me, that's what that says. If you are true to who you are, you will step outside the box and you will be all that you're called to be because you're standing in your truth. So to me, that says, it doesn't matter that you don't like me. It doesn't matter that you think I'm doing it all wrong. It doesn't matter. And those voices in your head that tell you you can't do, you will say, shut up. Because I believe God's word more than I believe what you're saying. So I thank you. I could see that. She's a woman of God. And before we go back to you, Bernita, woman of God, Chris, tell us how does that work with you being a woman of God and a producer? Do people seem to have issues with that, or have you just learned to fly above it and like, hey, that's your issue, not mine?
you know what? The best description I can give that was spoken over my life, it's kind of like the book of Esther, where you don't hear God mentioned, but you see the handprint on her life in that book and everything that's happening. I am not a scripture told, you know, quoting, Bible toting type of person, period. My temple is within, and I like for my fruit in my life to show who God is. And that the reason I believe God called me that way is because I go places that the average Christian would not go. Or wouldn't, you know, be seen. It's kind of like a fisher of men in the sense of how Jesus, you caught him at the well, you know, with the sinners and, you know, that kind of thing. So because of my calling, and I believe in being the salt of the earth, I'm equipped. I've been saved since I was 6 years old. There's nothing that's going to deter me and change me and make me enticed by something the world has to offer. Like I always say, you cannot outbless God. So I'm going. You know, you'll find me there. But someone's going to pick up my spirit that generally wouldn't, you know, in an opportunity and understand, yes, I'm a producer and I do these things and I do it all to the glory of God because I start in the right place, you know, with my heart and with my an accessory team, just everything. So I can go anywhere. And if I open my mouth, you know, eventually they'll be like, okay, I need to get some of what you got. I don't know for sure what it is. And that's when I break it down and let them know. But that's sometimes a very private phone conversation. Some, you know, rich, famous, and unknowns. It happens across the board with me because of the places God has allowed me to get into. That I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but you know, he has infiltrated a lot of places with me in the way that I am.
Awesome. That is absolutely awesome that you know, God is so working in your life to be a blessing to masses. We appreciate that. Now back to you, Bernita Ewing, woman of God. I don't know if you remember the question, but we're ready for you.
Oh, I do. I wanted to say that I agree that theater is a great avenue. You know, I started at one of the very popular theaters here in Cleveland, Ohio, called the Caramel Theater, and I started there when I was I'm going to say 14 years old. And and I got a chance to work with some of the most wonderful directors and choreographers. And then when I decided to move on to higher heights, I decided to go to New York City, and I actually went to be a hair designer, and someone called me and said to me, you know what, there's a show called Mama, I Want to Sing, and you should go audition for this show. And I went to the audition, and I was casted for the show, and I actually never went back to the salon, although when I went to New York, I went, you know, I was, you know, working for like some of the very large salons there. And once I stuck my foot into the theater in New York, I'm like, shoot, this was easy, because I really thought that it was going to be such a huge challenge because it was so new, it was New York City. And there were so many people that were doing what I, you know, I was doing. There were tons of singers, tons of actors, you know, tons of dancers. I'm like, oh, well, maybe, you know, this would be really hard for me. But it wasn't. And it was a leap of faith. So I do agree with you about the ground level being, you know, musical theater. I have done, oh, my God, so many shows, from a national tour, from Dreamgirls, coming from Broadway. I mean, so much stuff. And it did set the path for my future in theater. I also believe that when I got casted for the movie Black Nativity, one of the directors, her name was Twinkie Bird, and something so profound she said to me that I will never forget. She said, study to show yourself approved. So I believe that if you are a dancer, take dance lessons. You're never good enough. I have a friend who is a wonderful actor. He's done probably 100 movies. He's been on soap operas, sitcoms, you name it. To this day, he still studies. He's like, I'm going to take a ballet class. I think it's important to continue to cultivate and to make the best of your talent. If you're a singer, go ahead and take voice lessons. If you are a actor, take some acting and coaching classes. I mean, it's so worth it, because all you're doing is just you're making your craft better. So I think it's always, you know, I had to, after Black Nativity, I'm like, okay, I need to take a dancing class, because I'm telling you, I fail so many times. I felt sorry for myself. So I said, okay, you know what? I always tell people, you know what? I am a singer. I am a flat-footed, bona fide singer. However, I move well. So I decided, you know, I said, you know, in my workout classes, this will allow me to be able to, you know, to learn how to coordinate a little bit better and move a little bit better. So I think it's so important to study your craft. You never know enough. You never get enough practice. You just don't. So that would be my advice to anyone who was trying to break into the industry as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, ladies, so tell us this. I'm sure everyone wants to know, how are you surviving, especially if you're a new person wanting to break in? How do you survive if you're trying to, say if you are, you know, you have you know, you're acting during the day, so people, do they normally work at night? Because you don't get paid until, you know, you get people paying for, you know, the play or the movie, right? So you work part-time jobs pretty much to keep you afloat?
I am a firm believer in that. I will work from home in a heartbeat for several different types of customer service jobs, using my voice instead of, you know, physically doing things. And, you know, having a family, for me, I don't believe in the starving artist thing. So,
right.
Of course, there are seasons where you do have to sacrifice and, you know, eat ramen noodles, which I hate, but, hey, it's to build something. But I am a firm believer in making sure there is a cash flow somewhere, you know. That's very important until you, you know, get a substantial amount of money to be able to just do that for the rest of your life.
All right. Bernita, anything to add to that? And then we're going to take a caller.
No, but I totally agree with her. But my daughter, who's 8 years old, who's been listening to the interview, she said, Mama, I want to add. So what do you have to say?
I want to Today, I've really been inspired.
What did she say?
She's really been inspired.
I want to. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Inspired. Thank you. By the 8-year-old. Inspired. She said.
you didn't tell us her name.
What's your name?
Jana.
Hi, Jana. Thank you for inspiring us. And I hear you have a beautiful voice, just like your mommy. Can you sing one line of a song? Can you help her mom?
Like what?
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Okay. We have a caller. Let's let her get ready for her song, and we'll come right back. Don't go away. Mommy's going to practice with her for a second, and let's take the next caller. And you stay right there, little Jana. Next caller, area code 78. Your line is open. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Kathy Howard.
Hi,
hey,
Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just calling. I am listening to the show, so I'm just here for support. You all don't need me to say anything.
Awesome.
I'm glad
you're
on the line. We're glad you're on the line. We have Chrissy Vett, who is a director, producer, actress, and telling us about that experience. You have anything to share about what it's like to be an actress, a starving actress possibly? Chris says she doesn't believe in the starving actress thing. Get a job while you act until the money starts coming in, right?
Yes, you must have to maintain a living standard while you're in the process of going towards your career. Because if not, you'll find yourself trying to get on and get on, and then what if you don't ever get on? And then here you'll waste a lifetime of not taking care of yourself. So, yes, you have to maintain a lifestyle as you're pursuing this industry, because, yes, everyone is pursuing it, and, you know, everyone don't get picked. So you have to make sure that you maintain a lifestyle as you pursuing. And what the young lady said something about classes. I totally agree with her when it comes down to classes. You got to continue to keep educating yourself, perfecting your craft, your dreams, because if not, it's not going to, if you don't perfect it, who's going to perfect it for you? You have to have more of a passion for what you want to do in this industry than the industry has a passion for what you want to do. So when everything she said was so accurate. You have to continue to keep going to vocal coaches. Classes, you have to go to acting classes, get with the best ones. I mean, a lot of people out here is teaching them, but guess what? They're not teaching them the proper way. And then when you get in front of the audition, you know, you're not being picked and you're not understanding why. It's because everybody's not teaching. Some people just out there just for the financial gain, and that's just not it. You need to be out there to make sure these people are learning and getting the proper training in order to get on stage, because there's a lot of work when it comes to theater, film, you know, there's a lot of things you got to know. Memory, you got to make sure that your mind is clear so you can remember how to do your lines. It's just so much into acting. People think, I just want to get out there and do it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of places that you have to venture out in. It's a lot of steps that you have to take in order to get there. You have to put yourself in the face of the people, making sure that, guess what, they see you and you see them. It's just a lot of work into acting, and it's just not as easy as people think it is.
Wow, thank you for sharing. And Bernita's daughter, Jana, she'll do that little singing another day. She's feeling a little shy, her mom says. So thank you, Jana, for saying hello. And back to Coach LaLisa. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Chrissy Vett. We love you so much, all of you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, we know, little Jana, we know about being shy, trust me. It has nothing to do with age. Their shyness can come at all ages, especially when we're put sometimes on the spot. My little nephew, grandson, he'll perform anytime he wants to do it. But when he's asked to do it, oh, my God, it's a totally different story, and he's 8. So it must be something with those 8-year-olds, right? But, yes. I said, wow, I'm amazed at how well they'll do any time they want. But as soon as you ask them, it's like, huh? What? Not all children, because some people, let me tell you, they are right there ready whenever you tell them. Well, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for your comments, for your questions. It's been a pleasure with having all of the directors, actors, and people on one show. I'm like, Lord, are you sending me a sign or what? I've never had this much interaction with Hollywood movie stars, directors, executive producers, playwrights, actors, actresses, behind-the-scenes people, you name, in my life. And I'm like, okay, God, is this a sign or what's going on here? And so it's just really been a blessing to have you all come on and break down some of the stereotypes that we hear about this industry. And some people have made it seem impossible. Some people have made it seem, you know, so horrible. And I'm not saying that you all are making it seem like it's rose color either. But what I like what you all are doing, Chris, Yvette, our special guest today, and Kathy Howard, who was part of our possibility, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, and also a guest on the show, and Bernita Ewing also was on the show and part of a lot of what we do. I think what you all have done, make it seem real, you know, make it seem like it is attainable. You've made it appear that anyone can do it if anyone will do it. And that is doable, you know. And I think that is why, that's one of the reasons. I know, Chris, you talked about what you would get up every day and do, the acting. That's why I get up every day at 7 o'clock for this show, that I am committed showing people that it's doable and that anybody can do it if anybody will do it. And I love bringing people on that have done it. I think that's the quickest way to show people that it's doable, is to show people who have done it, you know. And so, yes, go right ahead. Yes, if anyone wanted to respond, Chris, your line is still open. Or Bernita, your line is open. Kathy,
yeah.
Your line
well,
is
open. This is what I would say, is the power of life and death lies in the tongue. And speak life. Just make it a practice to speak life over your career, over your dreams, and over your goals. And don't be afraid to go to war when someone comes up against that. That's just how I see it.
Now, let me ask you this, Chris. What did you think of the Oscars? And tell me what was some... Did you watch the Oscars, first of all, this past year?
I tried in bits and pieces. And
I don't want to put you on the spot.
Right. I have an interesting... approach to that. I just think that for me, I'm not in it for an award, and I think that when you are blessed to receive one for whatever type of role, whether it be slavery, which I think, you know, is a big issue, that's a going theme of the type of movies that we as African Americans win Oscars for. However, I really don't, it doesn't apply, you know, to me, because I haven't seen the category, you know, that I would just be so proud of yet, so.
I don't want to
right,
be on the
totally
spot.
Totally on the spot. I'm being good. I'm being the best I can be on this.
I want to do that. This is international radio, so I don't want to put you on the spot. You somebody gets a sound bite. No, that's not the purpose.
Exactly.
But I know for me, just personally, I had never, this year was the first year I've ever in my life, and I can say my age because I'll be 58 this year. This is my year ever watching the Oscars. in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about watching it. It was just never a part of my life. I was busy doing many, many other things. But I did watch it this year. I thought it was pretty interesting. One of my major takeaways, or I had three major takeaways. One was the girl who said, "Your dreams are valid." And I know, but I'm just saying. That I was off to say that, I think, at a time when so many people are still so fearful of their own dreams and so afraid to live their dreams. I did think it was, to me, it was worth the price of admission to watch it, just to hear someone say that it could resonate enough that I went and told every student, your dreams are valid. Because I myself still dealt with the fact that, can I do that, you know. And so, and then the other thing was the young man rose to his stardom, who was the child of a 16-year-old mother who had her two children by the time she was 16, and she was homeless, literally, and he was most of his life as a child. And then the guy who said that, there were three things he gets up and do every day. He chases something to look up to. He has something to look up to, God. He has something to look at for the day, his wife and kids and whatnot, and then something that he looks forward to, which is who he's going to be in 10 years. Those were my three main lines that I remember about it. And then the overall thing I saw was it was a room full of people who have overcome odds, insurmountable odds, to live their dream. That was, you know, that's the only reason I talk about the Oscars. That's what I got out of it, is that I'm sitting here watching a room full of people who had every odd against them, but they never gave up, and they made it in that room for whatever reasons and all of that other stuff, you know. But I walked away feeling more confident than I had ever felt in my entire life, ladies and Chris, and gentlemen, I know we have gentlemen on the line as well, about what I could do at 58 even, you know. And so, that's what I love. And so, again, for people like you to take your time, 3 o'clock in the morning, you were up at 3 a.m. to get on this show, okay? And I know those that are up at 6 a.m., and I appreciate so much women and men like who are doing the exact same thing, because you're saying to people, their dreams are valid. When you come on this show, that's what you're leaving. That's the legacy you're leaving for All About Entrepreneurs and the people that will tune in to the archives. You're saying that your dreams are valid. And what I love about each and every one of you, you're actually showing them the steps to make their dream reality. And for that, I'm so to you coming on. Grateful to the audience who trusted myself enough to get up and our history. Kennedy, for those people who, like I said, was on this show when it was nobody but me and them. For years. Well, I'm glad that they, you know, now are coming back and they stayed with us. And so going places, you know, and to have a Hollywood movie star and playwrights of Atlanta, gospel singers, a couple of comedians now.
Well, I appreciate you all having me on the show.
Somebody
this
might
is
have
awesome.
You. Chris.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I think that the phone on mute. Walking, you might have to put your phone on mute. Thank you so much. because I opened up everybody's phone lines in case people wanted to jump in and talk. And I do appreciate people being, you know, doing things because you got to do things. That's okay. Yes. So, Chris, how can we get this show as a TV show in Hollywood? No, I'm just teasing. I'm only joking. I'm kidding. Teasing. Please don't think I'm very joking.
Funny. No, I totally, I'm just honored that you actually had me on the show and that I know it exists so that I can tune in now. And hopefully others were inspired to listen to you. Well, it's a great show.
Well, you made it great, Kathy and Dr. Gerald Higginbotham's and the Robert of the world and the Serena Washingtons, the Denise Jenkins, and many, many more. I could go on and on and on. There were a group of people from years back who used to follow the show, and, you know, I guess, you know, they kind of stopped for whatever reasons. You know, people do that from time to time. But I am grateful to the people that stuck around and didn't give up on us. And sometimes you're going to get knocked down and have setbacks. I've certainly had them. And but we're on a comeback. So I'm so loving those who stuck with us when, like I said, I was on here for like a whole year. Every morning, Monday through Friday, with absolutely no one tuned in. No phone lines lit up. And I did the show anyway. No guest, just me talking, you know. But I always felt that it would one day be what it is right now. A Hollywood executive producer, an Atlanta studio owner, director, actress, Kathy Howard, the head of the Christian Social Network, Mr. David Knight, you know, Miss Bernita Ewing, Miss Shaquita Morgan, an owner of many, many fabulous, well-known child care centers. You know, I always knew it would come back, and even when it was no one, I did not give up. So I can totally understand and appreciate the Hollywood industry. You got to continue to act and do your play. If nobody comes to your play, you got to still do the play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you put out money and even if you relied on people, you know how many people said, I'll help you with your show, LaLisa, I'll be a co-host, but no one has come and has done what Cassandra has done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in awe. I'm just in awe right now, you know, with Deirdre calling in and on a regular basis, and Lori, my little friend from Facebook, you know, and others, you know, Denise Jenkins, you know, she's with me. She's my friend in Cleveland. And, you know, she stuck by me and other people, you know, that didn't give up on you, you know. So I know what I know some of what your industry is about. And I know this radio is not the same exact as, you know, picking up and moving to another state with your child. And, you know, you were married and how difficult that must have been. You know, I salute women like you and Bernita. You know, congratulations, Bernita, on your upcoming reality show. You ladies, really, and men, you know, like I said, the Christian Social Network, he set up a page for us, you know. And all of this has happened in the last 30 days. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't give up on your dreams for nobody. I don't care who tells you it's stupid. I don't care if you tell yourself that. There were days I wanted to say, I'm not getting up another. There were actually some mornings I didn't get up, and the show didn't air, but it was still there. I just couldn't get up because there was no one there. There was no one listening. And now people are listening. People are calling in. So I thank you, ladies and men, so much for coming on and making this show great again. I thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. You all are an inspiration as well.
Yes, yes. We appreciate you. We pray your much, much success on your new movie, on your new adventures. You know, we pray for God to open every door that He needs to open for your success and for the people that you will touch, for those that you will mentor, for the young people that are watching you and inspired by you, for the old people like me that's inspired by you, you know, for the other women that you're helping, for Kathy and Bernita, the connections, and I just pray that, you know, this is just a great day for each person that's on here, that you feel more empowered to do what you know God has put in your heart and your hands to do. And that no matter how difficult it seems or appears, whether it's real or unreal, you know that you're able to press forward, that you go for it, and that we continue to rise to the top. We continue to come on and share the success stories. You know, this is, I like the way Danielle, I want to give a special shout out to Miss Danielle Davis, who did our flyer. If you see the blue flyer with the flower, congratulations, she has joined our team to help us out with our flyers. We love you, Danielle. Thank you so much. She has the right, there's a flyer out with the exact right website address. But if you could give us, you told us how we can find you, Chris, on Facebook, and if you just want to give that out again. But thank you so much, Danielle. We love you and appreciate the work you're doing.
But yes, that was an awesome flyer, by the way. I thought it was phenomenal. Thank you, Danielle, for that. And I think the easiest way is the facebook.com/chris.ivette. There, and there's links, you know, that lead to other things I have on the internet with my website and all of that. But that's the easiest route to take.
Well, it looks like, don't forget, please, all of you, definitely let me know when you're going to be in the New Jersey, New York area, because I love putting on events. That's one of the things I enjoy doing. And actually, believe it or not, there is a woman that I'm going to meet with on Saturday. She started an organization called the National Association of Black Women in Entertainment and Entrepreneurship, or something like that.
Yeah.
Her name is Johnny Walker. And I will be, if any of you know her, I will be meeting with her on Saturday to talk about some powerful events she wants to do here in New Jersey. So I will have more to share on Monday. I will be meeting with her on Saturday. Yes. So it looks like no wonder God brought all of you entertainment women, and that you just happen to be African American into my life. So that's why we say he's on time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say he's on time. Because I don't know the lady. Somebody is introducing us. I've never met her, never heard of her.
Okay.
And how it fell in my lap, well, we don't worry about things like that. It's here, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, actually.
Yes, so you know I'm going to be calling y'all, because you know what? Before I met you all a week ago, she would have said to me, well, do you know anyone, anybody in the entertainment industry? I'd be like, up. But now I want a list of I will have a list. I'm going to take y'all's little dossiers with me. But I did once have as a student in my class, I teach business courses, I had a student, her name is, I always forget her name, Denise Wilkinson. She was one of the Lady Sky, if you remember the singing group, that they would tell you, here's their number and a dime, call them anytime.
Oh, call me. I remember that song. I can't remember the group name right off.
Yes. Their name was Sky. The name was Sky.
Oh, the Sky. Sky. Okay, yes, I remember the song.
Yes, and I think they did something, let's celebrate loving each other. So they had they were very popular, I guess, in the 80s, the disco era.
Yeah, that was a hit, the one you were just singing. I recognize it, too.
Yes.
I
Here's
love
my
music,
number.
So.
Mm-hmm. Call me anytime. Yes. was it that one, or was it Meetings in the Late? Well,
call
one
me.
Of them. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was Call Me. The Lady Sky, they're still singing, they tour. But she was my student. And so in business class, and she, of course she didn't tell us that. I had to drag it out of her. But once she told us, I made her sing in front of the whole class. And we remained friends. And, a beautiful woman. And so maybe I'll get her on the show one morning. You know, tell us about the old music industry. That would be pretty fun, right?
Right.
So,
veterans
wow.
are always great.
Wow.
I
that's
know, right?
Awesome. I have another question for you, Chris. So if people want to try out for one of your acting venues, what's the best way to connect with you to make that happen?
That is always going to go through CY Casting Calls at ymail.com.
Okay. I'll give it one more time for those that are just getting to their pen and paper. Chris Yvette is going to give you the address if you are interested in participating.
Yes, and she did give that out earlier, and so but yep, give it out again, and don't forget she gave it out in the beginning, but that's okay. We can give it out again, and just keep in mind always, these shows are in archives. So anytime you miss something, you can go back on and listen and even just hold the – and just if you want to fast forward it to a specific spot, you're able to do that. I just wanted to make that clear because some people don't realize that these shows are recorded and saved in archives automatically. And, again, you can go back and listen to shows that were recorded 5 years ago. But absolutely, give that out again. Where people can, because everybody want to know that. We want to get in your movie, lady.
Yes, you can send it right to us at cycastingcalls@ymail.com.
I told you, you're like the Christian, you're like the female Tyler Perry. We're going to be wanting to get in your movies. It's like, I want to get in one of them. You're going to be sleeping outside
that.
The girl. I want to get in Chris' movie. I'm going to have my name going on the list, y'all.
I appreciate that. I really do.
What? Oh, we can't wait. This has been such an awesome. Yes, go right ahead.
We just want to thank you again, Chris, for taking the time to be with us and love on us and share your testimony. Really, it's a testimony of faith, how you just got out there and did what was in your heart and made it happen. You and God made it happen, and I just applaud you for doing that. You know, it's a great success story. We love hearing those stories because in your background, I know you talked about your early beginnings, but was there anyone in your family that acted or in that industry?
You know, my family acts all day, every day, and that's really where I get from. I made it a professional career, but at any family reunion, you will definitely see the history of where I really get it
all. Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. My goodness. Whew, that is beautiful. And so you did take some acting classes in college also, I'm sure.
Oh, I've been taking acting classes since I could talk, really. I'm a firm believer in that. And some people will ask me all the time, you know, about acting class referrals and, you know, how do you know that if they're the best one? And I always say, well, audit the class, and then if you take the class, you judge it by if you book something, you know, when it's done. So, you know, I mean, I've done an acting studio in St. Louis. I literally did 13 weeks when I first moved there to train local talent, and all of them have gone on to book. Some of them you're going to see in my first feature film because they came back and auditioned and blew up the spot. So, hey, I put them
wow.
in there. So that's what I judge
it
by.
That is awesome, awesome. Well, listen, in your church, do you are you holding, do you have time to, you know, participate in your local church? I mean, I know you're definitely an active churchgoer and you participate on Sundays. Are you involved in maybe media at your local church, or do you just tell them to come on board and try out if they're interested?
You know what, when I'm in St. Louis, you can find me at Metro with Raphael Green. I actually hid in St. Louis for many years, and before I began to actually produce, and I volunteered in the media department there and produced some plays for the youth department there, just sowing seeds and giving my gift to the kingdom, you know, and I think that really has a lot to do with what's happening right now. Because you
right.
have to sow into the kingdom, you know, it's reciprocity. But Bishop Raphael Green has been the person to speak into my life since I started and still does to this day. But out here, a friend of mine invited me to visit Faithful Central with Kenneth Olmer. I'm not a member, but I loved it when
awesome.
I went.
Awesome.
So I'm sure I'll be going back.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Awesome opportunities, woman of God. And it just shows you there is opportunity out there. If we would just believe God, if we would just put one foot in front of the other and have the faith to know that God will back us up. It doesn't mean you're not going to still experience some hardship or maybe some sad days, but it just means that that's just part of the human experience. You know, if you have a failure, what does a good book tell you to do? Get back up again. Get back in line. Take your marching orders. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Get up, get going, and make it happen. And you need to do a kapow to fear. You know, a powy-powy to negativity. You need to decide, I am going to do what's in my heart. You need to decide that. And I can't decide that for you. I can pump you up. I can tell you you can get going. But it's up to you. What does that saying go? If it is to be, it is up to me. And when I tell people, why not you? Why not you? If it's to be, why not you? Why not go doing what you believe is on down on the inside of your heart? And to think that fear is the only thing standing between you and possibly millions of dollars, that's mind-boggling. My fear, you've got to decide, even if it's 1 second at a time. Sometimes when I feel fearful, Yvette, I just decide to go ahead and do it. I say, I'm fearful, I feel the fear, but I'm going to do it anyway. People think that courage is the lack of fear. No, no, no. Sometimes I've done some very courageous things, you know, just shivering in my boots, thinking, oh, my God, and my heart feels like it's about to come through my chest. But I say, God, you're with me, and I'm going to do it. I mean, there's a reason in the Bible. It says, fear not, fear not. God wants you to overcome the fear and know that he has you. So listen, make it do what it do, baby. Get up, get going, and make it happen. Wouldn't you agree, Chris? My goodness.
Yes, I would. Hold on. I absolutely love it. Yes, feel the fear and do it anyway. That is phenomenal.
Oh, do it anyway. You know, there is a book called that. There is a book that I did read that is called that. You know, feel the fear and do it anyway. And you've got to decide, you know, even when I go speak, people think that I don't have any more fear. Sometimes when I'm going to interview someone famous, like Chrissy Vad, my heart's like, oh, my God.
My goodness, I'm trying to catch up with you on that. I really am. But thank you.
And you know what it is? I think fear is about appearing foolish. If you say, mm-hmm. well, if I do appear foolish, it's okay. It doesn't mean the end of the world. If you will risk, I think success, overcoming fear, it's about risk. I'm going to risk looking stupid. I'm going to risk asking a crazy question. But, oh, well, I did ask it, and, you know, and it's a very freeing position to be in. I know when I was in college and I raised my hand scared that, you know, everybody's going to look at me, and I had to overcome those fears and say, okay, I'm going to ask it anyway. You know, and the professor many times would say, you know, I'm so glad you asked that question. I'm like, good. I'm glad you're glad.
So, I love it.
So we thank you for being an inspiration to so many people of all ages. You know, I don't think it's just about a young people thing. I think about an all people thing because, you know, I've met young people with lots of fear. I've met older people with lots of fear. But if you would just decide, I am fearful. I understand that sometimes it's a process to get over it. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to make the phone call. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. And, Chris, if you had been on the show yesterday, you would have just been amazed. We had three callers call in who all said they were in some stage of fear, being angry, disgruntled, and they made the phone call. Danielle was one of them, Danielle Davis, who did that beautiful flyer, I think, that you saw circulating around Facebook, and what she said was she was afraid to call. I said, Danielle, she's been listening for weeks. I said, Danielle, why haven't you said something? She said, I've been fearful. And she finally made the call. And then
wow.
Robert, who's been listening to the call for years, decided to make the call and just to say how this program has really blessed him. And that's such a blessing. We love getting your phone calls. We love that you are being inspired. That is our mission. Of the Power Coach Lalisa and myself, I'm called Power the Possibilities Coach Cassandra, and that's why we have the series Power Up Your Possibilities. We do that once a month, Chris, and we'll have to get you on one of those shows. It's once a month at the end of the month. We just had one this past Tuesday, and we're talking to folks who have national acclaim, some of them international. And we are just facing our fears, and we are taking America by storm. So this is the movement, Power Up Your Possibilities, folks. We're going to take you there. We're going to help you own your own power by discovering, uncovering the possibilities that are lying dormant. We want you to be pregnant with your purpose, so pregnant that you've got to release that baby. You've got to let that puppy go and walk into the next and do the next thing. So we are charged up about our purpose and what God has put us here to do. And that is so exciting. And so we love it when people like yourself come alongside and have an encouraging word for folks that if you did it, they can do it too. And right back to Coach Lalisa, I love it. Thank you, Chris. I love you, woman of God. And we will definitely keep you in our prayers. You pray for us. And we just know that God is up to something, and it is wonderful. Greater is coming. Oh, yeah. Greater is coming. So did you want to add to that, Chris or Lalisa?
I received that. I do. And I thank you both for this platform to clearly express how I feel about God and, you know, the approach to this industry. And the people who have responded and, you know, have been moved and inspired, that touches my heart. So
This was a blessing. It's a miracle. My sister had no faith that I would be on this show on time, and I proved her wrong. So, but I am eternally grateful for the opportunity, and thank you for your prayers, and I definitely will be praying for you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Coach LaLisa. Wow. This has been something else. It really has been. And I know we're going to have to wrap up shortly. And thank you so much for being with us, Coach LaLisa. Sends her regards. And I tell you, we've got to just be inspired, be encouraged. We have hashtag Power Your Possibilities. We're offering a free gift at hashtag Power Your Possibilities, which is on Facebook. We are also on the Christian Social Network, David Knight. We'd love you to join that, Chris. It's called www, and for those of you listening, MyCSN, which stands for ChristianSocialNetwork.com. It is the new Facebook for Christians. Now, if you're a non-Christian, you can be on that network. It's just that we are putting things out there that are wholesome, that are stand for integrity, and we would love you to sign up, Chris, and we can. He even can make a spot. He has a chat room. We have a chat room called Power Up Your Possibilities on the Christian Social Network. We're excited about that.
Okay.
So we just to come on and be on board and tell your friends. And if you go to, like I said, the www.mycsn.org, and we're going to connect you with him, Chris Yvette, because we think that's something you definitely want to know more about. There are opportunities to raise money, do some fundraising. He's got lots of opportunities. He wants to connect with people. So I have to make that happen so you guys can meet each other. And Kathy Howard is also, he's in Atlanta with, along with Kathy Howard, who's also a director, producer, writer. She has an awesome testimony. She's also from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kathy Howard, yeah, check her out on Facebook. And you all that are listening, check, you know, become Chris's friend. I'm sure she has friends, room for friends, or following. So, or like her.
Actually, friends, I accept. A couple of people, I think, from this show have inboxed me and friended me while we've been talking. So,
oh, that's awesome, because
yes.
We're always encouraging people to, you know, connect with our guests. So I'm glad they're listening. I'm glad they're doing just that. That is so awesome. We are so delighted that, you know, people are listening, connecting, and you know, wow, maybe we'll have to bring you back to St. Louis just to do a one-woman show or something like that. Have you ever done one in the past?
Hey, I'm always open to come to St. Louis.
Well, maybe we can talk about that offline, how we can make that a possibility, and, you know, you can meet your new friends here.
Okay, definitely.
Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. We want to thank you so much. Our guest today has been Chris Yvette, hailing from Los Angeles. She grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. She is a dynamo, a director, a writer, a producer, you name it. Have you written a book yet? I don't think I did ask you that yet, Chris. Have you written a book yet?
Yes, I did, and I'll probably end up releasing it again. It was just for the workshop that I did a new volume to add some more things that have happened since. So I'm going to release
it. What's the name of the book?
That book is called Trusting the Actor Within You, and it's seven power steps. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awesome. Awesome.
Well, thank
you.
Well,
we definitely want to get more information. Maybe you can hit me up on Facebook and put that out there. Are you saying it's not available at this time?
It will be, and I'll make sure you get the first copy of the new volume. It will be.
Oh,
it will be just very soon. We're working on it now.
Well, I'm glad I asked. Okay, awesome, awesome. So if you are interested in seeing more of Chris Yvette, I'm going to go ahead and let you again say some closing words and your website, and then we're going to make this a wrap.
Okay, no problem. You can reach me right at facebook.com/chris.yvette and also email directly to the company for casting calls at cycastingcalls@ymail.com. I look forward to hearing from you all.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you again, woman of God. Thank you for taking the time of your valuable time to spend all of this time with us. We appreciate you. And listen, we are expecting to see some great things out of you and for you to become known as the next female version of Steven Spielberg or any of those greats out there. So we applaud you. We thank you, and we're looking forward to the greater coming in your life. And so we thank you, we bless you, and you have an awesome day. And I'm going to tell you what I tell the audience every day. Have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. See you when I see you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.